3,700 casino workers have walked out from Motor City, Hollywood at Greektown, and MGM Grand Detroit after a deadline for new union contracts passed without a deal. The Detroit Casino Council, which is made up of five different unions, says it sacrificed higher pay to protect employee health care in its last contract. That negotiation was during the COVID-19 pandemic. UAW Local 7777 Union President Terry Sykes says offers from Detroit's casinos include pay increases, but there's a catch.
Hypothetically speaking, they offer a $1.20 raise and then they offset it by making you pay 70, 80 cents back into your health care. So where is the raise at? You getting a 30-cent raise, 40-cent raise?
Sykes says casino workers have also complained of staffing shortages since the pandemic. That's something she wants addressed on a new contract. Taiwanese Light attends slot machines at Motor City Casino.
Our areas became more larger, so it's a larger workload. Our schedules became more hectic, so it's like we're scattered all over the place.
Detroit's casinos have more than recovered financially since the pandemic. Last year, gaming revenue was more than $800 million higher than it was in 2019. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.